Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, I taught that we cannot take a verse that seems to agree with our point of view and throw away three others that make it clear that it doesn't say what we want it to say. Well, you better follow at that point today. So, I have never counseled divorce. And if anyone said that I do, or if anyone tells you, you know that pastor of Lamp and Light Radio Ministry, he believes that divorce is a good thing, you need to get a divorce or whatever. You know then, because you will know by the end of this series that they're just out and out lying. Now, or they're telling half-truths. Now, I've never changed, as I've said earlier, for family or close friends. When I've been involved in the counseling area, I've always tried to save a marriage. As a matter of fact, through this series now, I can look at about four or five marriages that have been saved or helped. So, and it's not because of what I say. It's because of what God does. It's His Word. The power is not in me. The power is in the Word of God. Now, this is a very important thing that I'm going to say next. So please listen. I ask again that you wait until this study is over before you make a statement on my beliefs. And you say, well, why are you saying that? Because whether you write me, because you might write me, and then later you'll see, well, no, that's not what he meant through a later message. Or you might tell others, and they hear, and they say, well, that's not true. Then you come off as a liar, and I don't want any of you to come off that way. So as I stated earlier, one could argue there were only 5,000 that Jesus fed because of three of the gospel accounts said 5,000 men. Till the Matthew account is read, it said 5,000 men besides women and children. And so they said, well, we just don't accept Matthew. I've had people say the same thing about marriage. I accept what Jesus said and Paul said, but I can't take Luke and Mark. Well, if you don't agree with the Bible, you're just saying that Luke and Mark wrote and that is not the Word of God. So in Mark 16 and verse 15, it talks about Jesus telling them to go to all the world and preach the gospel. That says you don't believe that was of God. You say, well, I do believe it was God because it was here, it was there. Well, look, you're already put it down. You put the person down who's writing his own thoughts. It's not. Every word is God breathed. It's God breathed. So, I will not do as the Pharisees who added to the scriptures, be it rabbinical writings or oral traditions, they tried to add to it. And as such, they added to the law such as washing of hands and taking from the command to honor the parents. And so they added this washing of hands. Now, washing of hands is not a bad thing, but they said, well, if you didn't wash your hands, then, oh, boy, you're an abomination. But then they amended the Ten Commandments and said you don't have to honor your mother and father under certain conditions. Jesus said the publicans, who were really looked down upon because they're the tax collectors and thought it was the lowest of the low, although they had money, and the harlots. He said, the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom before those religious adders and those takers away from the word of God. Now, I won't think of the church having a higher standard than Jesus Christ. And so when somebody says, I won't marry someone, when Christ said, accept, that means you don't believe that Jesus is completely holy. Well, my friend, Jesus never got anything wrong. You see, my friend, God is right, man is wrong. Every time. He's right, man is wrong. So mine is not a philosophy in this series. I've been teaching this to lay out what the Word of God says. This is the truth by which to live. Let God be true and every man a liar. And since I've never counseled divorce, but know that there is an exception clause. Now, an exception clause is a word that we've invented to describe that something that the Lord said accept it be for the cause of fornication. But accept it be the cause of fornication, God says no. And even in that cause, He says, I'd rather you take my grace. So I've never changed or made an exception for friend or family. Therefore, if anyone said I did, they are lying. And that means, you know, I'm not here to say, hey, they're a liar. No, that's not what I'm out to do. I'm telling you is that now that you know this, and you have other people that listen to me or whatever, and then you start telling people that's it, what you're going to do is say, well, no, you can't trust when he preaches the gospel. Now, you won't say that to them. But now you're going to put that in their mind. So when the Holy Spirit begins working in their heart, this comes back to mind. And it wouldn't be true. But you also know that since you will know different, that you can't trust what they say from that point forward. Always weigh what they have to say with the Word of God. Let me just give you this as we are getting near the end of this first section. The Bible, and again, we talk about weddings today. Well, a person can get a divorce for the cause of fornication, but they can't get remarried in the church. Now, if God says they can get remarried, why do you, are you adding to God's word to say, well, they can't get married in the church? Why do you stand against God in that? But really, if you really want to go to it, you got a daughter. They want to get married in the church. Maybe I could go back and do this. And they've not been married, divorced, or remarried. And so you say, this is their first marriage, and we want to get married at church. Do you realize that Bible weddings, you don't find them ever in a synagogue or local church? What would happen is many times it would be a father with the potential man that wanted to marry his daughter, or the father of the man that's going to marry his daughter. They would make a financial agreement that he'd marry her and so forth, and it would be a betrothal. During that betrothal period, it could be up to a year. They waited, and then when it came time, the groom would go to the bride's home and pick her up. Now, understand, to break a betrothal, you'd still have to go through a divorce. And that's why some people say that Matthew 19, Jesus is only talking about betrothal, because you'd have to go through divorce in that day to break an engagement. However, Jesus, before he says that, says one flesh. And he never endorsed premarital sex. So make sure that you don't agree with that line of thinking, because I think that really comes out of hell. The devil loves to confuse people. So these marriages didn't take place. As a matter of fact, one of the great little blessings of this is that usually the man would go to their house. He wouldn't go in, but he would call her and she'd come out. Then off they would go to the father's house where he had built a room. That room was called a mansion. Boy, he'd spend a year fixing that house up, fixing that room up that would be theirs. And, boy, the best that he could, he knew that time that he's preparing for her. And when he come back, he'd take her back to be with him. Well, we're waiting for the rapture. We're called the marriage feast of the Lamb there in heaven after the rapture, but you know, we're called the bride of Christ. So he's going to come, and he's not going to come and touch earth the first time. He's going to call us up into the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be at the Lord. So we'll come out to meet him. And we'll go, and there'll be a great marriage feast, but there's a mansion, there's a room for you and he, for me and him, and for each one that's saved, a separate room where you will meet with Almighty God. One flesh is something that was designed to express love only in marriage. Outside of marriage, it is full defilement. But the activity of that in the marriage is undefiled. And I'm saying that to say that God gave that fulfillment for man in his physical being. But that doesn't come, I don't think comes close to showing the fulfillment. And I don't want to put this in a sexual, dirty form, and it's not. But that is a picture of being one spirit with God as you commune with him in that mansion. Now, I find it interesting that in the 1700s in America, a governor of one of the states sent out a communication in which he mentioned to the various colonies and the various people that he was tired. He decried this terrible blasphemy that was going on of couples getting married in a church building. You say, well, that sounds funny to us today. Well, it wasn't funny back then. You see, he feared that they'd get into church building that's supposed to be holy and reverent, and they'd become frivolous in there. Maybe they wouldn't dress right. Maybe the lady would have things revealed of her body that should not be revealed, but only to her husband. In the way she dressed, maybe the top would be too low. Maybe some of the bridesmaids would be wearing skirts too high. Maybe there'd be a party atmosphere in the house of God. And glory, instead of going to God in his house, would go to people. The attitudes would be different.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
Foundation for the Bible says.